Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote tomorrow, October the 3rd, on a bill making it a crime for any person to perform or attempt to perform an abortion if the probable post-fertilization age of the unborn child is 20 weeks or more. A violator will be subject to criminal penalties, a fine, up to 5 years in prison, or both. Liberty Counsel has been working steadily to encourage and inform legislators on this particular legislation known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This bill is known as H.R. 36, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And it recognizes the unborn babies as young as 20 weeks have pain receptors, and it recognizes that anyone who performs an abortion on them would be facing fines and other criminal penalties up to 5 years in prison or both. So, Matt, this was kind of going back, if you will, to Janet Folger Porter in Ohio. She has tried and unfortunately gotten blocked by some Republicans, amazingly, in Ohio, to have this kind of a law passed in Ohio. Now she has taken her focus, and others have turned their focus, to the United States Senate. Of course, the bill in this case was introduced by a very pro-life, long-standing legislator, Representative Trent Franks.
Yeah, and we need to recognize here, too, the science is unequivocal on this. You know, the left loves to talk about settled science. Well, this is settled science. And in fact, the science indicates that children at this age, at this particular level of development, that their skin receptors or their pain receptors are at least equal to, but probably even greater than, that of adult individuals. So imagine the pain you would go through while you're alive, being physically torn limb from limb. An unborn child at 20 weeks or beyond feels even more pain than you would feel. If you can imagine that horrific experience, that's exactly what these children are going through. And Planned Parenthood and the pro-abort left calls it choice. I mean, choice to rip somebody alive limb from limb, causing them the most incredible pain you could even imagine. It's sickening. So this bill needs to be passed.
Matt, you used the key word there, children. They wouldn't do things like this to animals, but yet, you know, we're doing this every day in this country to children. So we have just got to stop this human genocide. And this is an opportunity for us as a nation, as us as a church, to pray that the U.S. House of Representatives will vote this bill into law.
When you think about it, it may not come intuitively that a child in the womb at 20 weeks feels more pain than you might feel pain. But when you also think about it in the other context, a younger person versus an older person, take this as an example, hearing. Some people, the younger you are more sensitive to sounds that older people can't even hear. And in some cases, we know where businesses have had youth, adolescents, loitering outside of their business, and they wanted to stop that. So they have like almost a dog whistle kind of level where you can blow it. For the human, you can't really hear it, but for the dog, they can hear it. For the adolescent, they can hear it. For the older person, they can drive and go here and there, never even know it's there. It's the same kind of thing with pain. The younger you are, the more sensitive you are to pain. The older you are, the less sensitive you become to pain. So take what you just said, Matt, earlier. Mm-hmm. Put yourself in the situation. You are an adult at whatever age, and somebody grabs a forceps under your arm and pulls it and rips and tears it right off. Mm. Excruciating pain, unimaginable pain that you would feel. But the kind of pain that these little ones, 20 weeks post-fertilization, feel is even greater than that because their pain receptors are developed all over their skin in a concentration equal to or greater than that of an adult skin. So in other words, yeah, when they get ripped, their concentration of pain receptors is greater than your concentration as an adult having pain receptors.
You know, you have to remember, too, back then when Roe versus Wade was passed as well, they didn't have the technology, mm-hmm. the ultrasounds that we have now. So you couldn't see that evidence as well.
Yeah, here's what's amazing about this to me, Matt. This is as black and white, good versus evil issue as you can possibly. I mean, this is like the textbook case of good versus evil. And Planned Parenthood and the National Organization of Women and NARAL and pro-abort legislators and activists have actually opposed laws that would require not prohibit abortion for these children who are being ripped limb from limb, but that would require that they be anesthetized, that they actually be injected with anesthesia to minimize the pain of being torn limb from limb. And they even oppose that. It makes you wonder, do they enjoy watching children be tortured alive to death?
You know, the reason why they oppose anesthesia for abortions at this level,
they'd have to acknowledge them as humans.
Exactly.
As life.
They don't want to do that. And any acknowledgement that you need anesthesia,
it says it's a person.
Raises the question as to why do you need anesthesia?
Right. Because you're human.
Yeah. You feel the pain. And why would you feel the pain?
Because you're a person.
Because you're a human person.
Created in the image of God.
And that's why they oppose it. But that really, I think, unveils their radical death motif.
Mm-hmm. It's a culture of death. It is absolutely a culture of death. So that's why we say we're pro-life.
Yes.
And it's really inappropriate to call them pro-choice because they are pro-death and pro-pain. Really, they're pro-torture, Matt. And this is the stuff of Joseph Goebbels in Nazi Germany. And they say that, you know, you shouldn't use Nazi comparisons. This is a perfect comparison. It's the only comparison.
When you say pro-choice, it's not a choice for the child.
No,
the child
it's not
has
a choice.
No choice. And that is a child.
And the woman has a choice. And just like any woman or parent has a choice, not to brutalize or kill your child.
Right.
And if you exercise a choice other than that, there are consequences. And there should be consequences here as well. And this is what this particular law does. It doesn't stop all abortions, but it's an effort towards the protection of unborn children. And again, you're going to see Planned Parenthood rally out against this. I applaud Representative Trent Franks. He is a solid Christian, very pro-life. He's the one who introduced the bill. And in this particular case, you know, the information from the Centers for Disease Control are quite startling. And these are ones that we know about. At least 5,770 late-term abortions are performed at or after 21 weeks of pregnancy. This is at a point in time where they can live 21, 22, 23 weeks of post-fertilization. They can live outside the womb. That happened in 2013.
Just 1 year.
Yeah. That's just 1 year. Approximately 8,150 abortions took place between 18 and 20 weeks.
You wouldn't take your three-year-old child into the doctor and say, you know, I'm having another child. Let's kill this child because we need to accommodate. It's no different.
You know, when you're at 18 to 20 weeks, you're visibly able to see that child.
Absolutely.
And I have actually, and you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and go down to the section where it talks about abortion. You can click on a photograph of baby Rowan. That little baby that's there, that's my hand, that's my thumb, that's my finger that you'll see, baby Rowan. That's the size of baby. That's the gestational age of baby we're talking about.
And baby Rowan was born alive, right?
Baby Rowan was born alive in an abortion clinic, left to die.
Mm.
But that's the size of baby we're talking about. If you go buy a pair of shoes, you can put one of these in a shoebox. Like a man's shoebox. They're longer than the shoebox.
These are babies.
These are babies you have to like turn to fit in the shoebox, but they will fit in a shoebox, but a man's shoebox. That's how baby Rowan was at the morgue. The morgue opened up the door and slid out the slab, and on that was baby Rowan in a shoebox. But that's the kind of size we're talking about. I encourage you to go there. And here's the thing. Tomorrow, October the 3rd, this vote comes up in the House. Make your voice known to the U.S. House, and then later we'll have to deal with the Senate. But we need to get this passed in the United States House of Representatives. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, from fertilization until natural death and marriage in the family. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support the ministry financially. Learn more about us at our website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.